some of the other photos that have been taken. We have a large ash tree in front of the house that we've been told is one of the largest ash trees in Hamilton County, and it probably dates from the late 1800s. We also have a few storage bins on the side of the garage that we don't exactly know what they are, so if anybody knows what they may have been for, we'd be interested to hear.
Well, the railing is original to the house, and I don't know if it's a mahogany wood or a walnut, but there's a beautiful newel post. But if you'd like to come by at Christmas time, it's even more beautiful because we have a garland that my father custom made for the railing that goes all the way from the newel post all the way up to the upper level. And the house is quite beautiful at Christmas time.
There are several 3 to 4 pine trees in the front yard right now that actually were the previous owner's Christmas trees that they replanted after using them at Christmas that still remain part of the home.
We have a brick fireplace in the kitchen that has been converted over the years to just a gas stove top, but the vent still goes out through that original fireplace, and we believe that was the original cooking structure of the home. In our front living room, we have French country style wood mantle that's stained a mahogany shade. We're not sure of the original wood material, but that has really driven the character of the home and the other woodwork.
We had originally three fireplaces and 3 chimneys in the home to heat the 3 bedrooms upstairs and the rooms on the first floor. There's currently one of them is blocked up. The other chimney that's visible was from an addition in the 1950s in the back.
When we were renovating the house, we were opening up an original weight-bearing wall into a new family room. That original weight-bearing wall was an exterior wall, both on the first floor and the second floor. And you can see a bump out in the second floor that made us guess that there was a fireplace along that wall. And when we took that wall out on the first floor, gallons of ash just spewed into our kitchen. It seemed like a volcanic type ash, just fine and dissipating throughout the house and sucked into our vents to be distributed amongst all the rooms.
We're just getting rid of that right now.
Yeah.
The addition that we did was done in 2005. To add the master bedroom, bath upstairs, renovate the kitchen, and add a family room. There's a circular window in the front of the house that's unfortunately only visible from the attic space, but that's something, an architectural element that we liked, so we incorporated that into the addition in the back of the house, and it serves in the master bedroom.